Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The hour. This is the DJV program. Wednesday, the 12th of May, is upon us, and you have found the DJVers, in fact, all intact. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, the two J's, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan is here. A lot of things going on. The usual, the usual and the unusual here as fodder for conversation. I think what we ought to do, ladies, is go right to, in this hour, the location, the seat of a lot of anxiety and activity is Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Israel, with all of the bombings. The situation there has gone backwards. And so Uri Geller, who is a friend of this program, a friend of mine for decades, probably the world's foremost paranormalist, and generally he is a motivator, but here he is as an Israeli citizen. I just want him to kind of give us his thoughts about what's going on, maybe bring us up to speed as to in an accurate way portray what the situation is in Israel. Uri, hi.
Hi, Doug. So we didn't sleep much last night because bombs were flying, rockets were flying into Tel Aviv and suburbia and all over Israel. To run to the shelter takes 2 minutes. So we had to go down instead to the bathroom in the bedroom. So that's kind of under the staircase. You know, we live in a small apartment. We heard the bombs exploding. It's just not a nice feeling. I would even say that it's a living nightmare because it's like Russian lottery. You just don't know where the missile is going to fall. It could fall through your roof, kill everyone. A 16-and-a-half-year-old girl died yesterday with her dad because of a direct hit. And just an hour ago, two people died in the south of Israel. So this is a serious situation, and we are dealing with it. Of course, on the other side, on the Palestinian side in Gaza, probably, there are also people dying, and the most tragic of all this is that kids are involved, and they are wounded and probably dying. So this is the situation now. I look out of my window. Old Jaffa is pretty deserted. But if I would go now into the center of Tel Aviv, no doubt in my mind that the coffee shops will be full and people are moving around. Also, there are troubles with the local communities that are, Arabs and Israelis living together. Cars were burned last night. Synagogues were burned down. People were injured by rocks. So this is what's happening, and I send positive energy to this situation. I pray to God that it will stop as soon as possible.
So, under the circumstances that exist now, or if you would look back in your history to other events that have been like this in your lifetime, Israel formed in 1948. You were 2 years old at the time. Growing up there, just spend a minute talking about the life as a young Israeli growing up, and then when you were involved in the war, and then some of the other subsequent. You spent 30, 40 years living away from Israel and decided to go back there a few years ago to create the museum that you have in that part of Tel Aviv. But what? How does this compare, I guess is the question, to other experiences like this where the conflict has come and gone between the Israelis and the Palestinians?
Yeah, this is a very good question. Look, Doug, I already experienced war at the age of 10 and 11 when my mother took me to Cyprus. My parents divorced. My mother married a Hungarian Jew living in Nicosia, Cyprus. There, the Greeks were killing the Brits. Turks were killing the Greeks. I've seen brains blown apart in the middle of the street. I've gone through curfews. And that's at a very young age. I've seen people shot dead in the middle of the main street in Nicosia. So I've lived through terrible times. Then when I joined the paratroopers, I fought in the Six-Day War, where I saw death around me. Now, comparing what's happening now, you have to compare it to something similar. And if, to the best of my recollection, we never had such, I mean, hundreds of rockets were launched into Israel, Doug. Hundreds, maybe even thousands. I have to look and see the exact figure. But I don't think anything of this nature, comparing to this type of trouble, ever happened in Israel.
So what brought it about? Why now?
Well, fighting in the name of religion, that's what started it.
But is there something going on now that was different than a week ago or a month ago or a year ago? Because there have been flare-ups, but there haven't been flare-ups to this extent for a while.
Yeah, there are internal fightings all the time, but really Jerusalem kicked it all off. Because, again, they're holy places. You know, you go to pray there. People don't want you to go to pray there. We want to pray there. So this is a situation, and it's called coexistence. There are certain cities like Lod, like Old Jaffa, like Ramle, where there are Arabs living with Jews. So you live in an apartment, and next to that apartment is an Arab's apartment. So we have to learn how to coexist together. This is why, for instance, I'm very much for coexistence. On my museum, Doug, the titles, everything is written also in Arabic. So it's Hebrew, Arabic, and then English. I always made a point to demonstrate to Arabs that, there are also people, I care for them, and they should care for us. But something went wrong this time. Look, I'm not a politically motivated or inspired person, so I don't want to go into politics. I'm just naming you the facts. I'm looking out of the window now. It's an amazingly beautiful day in Old Jaffa. I'm looking at the Mediterranean. There are no rockets flying in now. But, hey, it happened a few hours ago.
But, well, the leadership that your leadership, Netanyahu and others, and the leadership of Hamas, not necessarily the Palestinian leadership, but Hamas, pretty much has been the back and forth here. I have been there, as you know, five times at various times over the last 20 years. And I have seen each time I've gone there, I've always met children, Arabs, Jews, Christians, all going to school together, living in the same area, because the seat of all those religions is the city of Jerusalem. So there are people who do want to get along, who do want to make it work, and then there are others who perhaps find it expedient for their own purposes to create the mayhem. Is that an accurate overview, do you think?
Yeah, more or less. I'm looking now on TV. Sorry that I'm diverting. But it just says here that there is a direct hit in of a building in Ashkelon. And it's a municipality building. And it just now got a direct hit. So just a few kilometers from Tel Aviv and Old Jaffa, you've got Ashdod and Ashkelon, which are absorbing, these are big towns, they're absorbing most of the rockets, but also you've got the Gaza envelope, and they're being bombarded all the time. Again, 2 hours ago, there was a direct hit of an anti-tank missile that hit a jeep, and two men died and wounded. So I would say this is a war zone now. And probably the Israeli Air Force is bombing very precisely to take out the missile launchers and probably some leaders of Hamas leaders.
All right, so who makes these the missiles that are being used come from what country? Do they know where they're manufactured? Who sells these missiles?
I wouldn't know that. I don't want to mislead people, but many of them are home built, Doug. We are also taking out factories, small factories that are strewn all over Gaza, building these bombs and rockets. So all you have to do is run into a field, ignite the rocket, and off it goes to Tel Aviv or to Ashdod. Usually, probably today, they use mobile phones to activate the rocket. So you don't even have to go to a field. You sit in your living room, and you fire off a rocket with your mobile phone.
Ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, any questions for Uri?
No, but Uri, we're sending all of our thoughts and prayers, and this is just, I'm listening to you tell these stories, it's just, I can't believe how close this is hitting to home, you know, for you and your family, and
yeah,
just sending
really
you lots, and yeah, and just holding you in the light, and hopefully this will be over soon.
I guess my question
we
for
hope
you.
So too, and thank you, Jennifer. You actually said the right words. It's one thing to read about it and hear about it, but when you are here in your own home and you hear the bangs, the loud noise, when the rocket explodes, or when we intercept the rocket with the Iron Dome, the explosion is tremendous. Now, just reflect on children, little kids who have to run 4 or 5 times a night into the air raid shelter. Sometimes they sleep there because it's not worth going back to bed because the rockets are coming in massively. So kids are scared to death on both sides.
Jennifer,
well,
you
were an adult kid, I would be pretty scared too. I just can't imagine. It's the noise, the sight, the smell. I was trying to look around for coverage, and it's been very strange how the American media has been covering this. You would think that this would be significant enough for like some ongoing coverage, but yet a lot of our American media has been focused on domestic issues and the politics that you would expect. And so I guess I'm just looking for some clarity because there's a lot of, depending on where you look, some people will say that Hamas is trying to test out America's allegiance to Israel during this time with the start of this. Do you feel like that is true? Do you think that America comes to play in this, or is this strictly the conflict that has been ongoing?
The conflict has been ongoing, but I think Doug and I know exactly why the media is covering it this way. This current White House administration, I feel, and I dare to say it openly, is anti-Israel, and that's period. That's why it's happening. So anyhow, it was great talking to you.
Yes.
Dougie, it was great talking to you. And I will make videos. You can actually go to the Sun's website, the British Sun. They just interviewed me, and it's online, the videos that I shot, so you'll be able to put that onto your website. All right?
All right, will do. All right, Uri.
I'm glad we were able to connect.
Be safe. Perhaps we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see how this all shakes out. All right, Uri Geller from his home, which overlooks the Mediterranean in the oldest part of Tel Aviv. It's what they call the city Old Jaffa. It's a fabulous place. It really is one of the most wonderful places, one of the most peaceful places. But yet in this circumstance, it's, as you can hear described there or read, Jennifer brings up a very interesting point about coverage and relationships. So food for thought, if you will. What's going on in Israel? Our focus at 21 after the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Half the hour now on the Wednesday, May 12th, DJV program. The excitement, if you want to call it that, the circumstances that exist. It's kind of like a lot of other things that go on this program where you don't hear, and I'm not crowing. I'm just saying there are so many different conversations that go on here among us, between us, and about things that are going on in the world. There's very little news coverage of this, and the question has been asked, the right question has been asked by us and them. You know, why is it that the Americans are not covering this, and why is there not more commentary, whether it's commentary or whatever it is? Everybody seems to have a thought about everything. And if you go to our social media, Jay will describe what we have posted there that Uri Geller sent over right after this.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so Jay Kirst is in charge of what's trending at our various social media, at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show. So we have posted the items that Uri Geller has filmed, the things that appear in the Sun newspaper in England, and you can watch the video there. You can see, like, rockets being destroyed in midair. You can see what's going on in the daytime, pictures at night. It's pretty, it isn't a circumstance I'd find likable for, I mean, who would want to live in that circumstance? But yet the Israelis and the Palestinians live in this. And the average is, the underscore here that I have for it is the willingness, Uri mentioned it, people get along if political leaders stay out of it. Hamas is nothing but a pretty much bought and paid for arm of the Iranian. It's a terrorist group. They've started the problem. They've been the problem. And the Israelis push back and get pretty strident. A lot of people criticize the government. But if you were in a community, maybe I see it this way because I have so many friends there and I spend time there. But if you were always being pushed, if somebody...
people want to kill you.
Right, they want to kill you or push you into the sea, you probably have the same kind of reaction.
That's happening on both sides of that, too. The Israelis want to push the Palestinians out. That's been going on for a really long time. They want to claim all of the religious sites.
Well, they haven't, though. They have the ability to do it because they have much more power, if you will, and they don't do it. And the bombing always starts on the Palestinian side.
Always.
The Israelis didn't start throwing the bombs. The Hamas people are the ones that throw the bombs. So,
I'm just saying, I think there are two sides to the conflict, too.
No question about it.
Sides to that.
There are two sides. But at what point does it stop? It's been going on for millennia, since the start of recorded history, practically. And it's like two children playing in a sandbox. This is mine. Now, this is mine. And that's the problem. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial E-Crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mild.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A key Senate panel deadlocked Tuesday on sweeping Democrat legislation to overhaul elections after an hours-long debate. The Senate Rules Committee evenly split 9-9 on the For the People Act, the top legislative priority for Democrats heading into the 2022 elections. Though the tie means Democrats are not able to formally advance the bill to the floor, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vows to try again. Colonial Pipeline may have been using an outdated version of Microsoft Exchange when it was targeted by a ransomware attack last week, causing the pipeline to shut down. A forensic report noted that the most likely culprit was the vulnerable Microsoft Exchange software. Researchers characterized the pipeline operation as an overall lack of cybersecurity sophistication. A federal judge has dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case, leaving the gun rights group to face a lawsuit from New York State. Judge Hale said the case was not filed in good faith. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, who lost support from fellow GOP leaders in recent weeks amid a public feud with former President Trump, said her stand was driven by a reverence for the rule of law.
Today we face a threat America has never seen before. A former president who provoked a violent attack on this Capitol in an effort to steal the election has resumed his aggressive effort to convince Americans that the election was stolen from him. He risks inciting further violence. Millions of Americans have been misled by the former president. They have heard only his words, but not the truth, as he continues to undermine our democratic process, sowing seeds of doubt about whether democracy really works at all. I am a conservative Republican, and the most conservative of conservative principles is reverence for the rule of law. The Electoral College has voted. More than 60 state and federal courts, including multiple judges the former president appointed, have rejected his claim.
A vote is expected Wednesday to remove her from the role of House Republican Conference Chair, the number three position in the Grand Ole Party. Republican gubernatorial candidate in California, Caitlyn Jenner, told news outlets this week that she never voted for president in the November 2020 election and opted to golf instead. Los Angeles County records show she actually did cast a ballot last fall. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wednesday, hello. Middle of the week, middle of the work week anyway. Thursday at noon is actually the middle of the week, right, ladies? You were
Wednesday's
week apart.
Hump day. Yeah,
no,
let's just say all day. The work week. No, one cares about the weekends. The work week.
Well,
we're halfway through the work
what
week.
What about those people who work on the weekend? What do you say to them if
I'm
they
sorry.
Go through?
Yeah, thinking about you. Uh-huh. Stay strong.
Very sweet. And we like sympathy here. The DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. You know, there's something for those of you who just joined us. Uri Geller was with us in the last half hour from Israel talking about what was going on over there. Jennifer made an interesting observation. And then I started looking around at the stuff because I was looking for Israel. It depends on where your head is, where your heart is, what's important to you. But you know, there are these kind of conflicts can escalate into serious world circumstances. And you can be sure that the Iranians are funding the Palestinians. There are American groups, hardcore Israeli pockets of our country, who would send money to Israel, to who knows what group and why. You know, I know what the whys are. Then you see, okay, there's this international intrigue, but yet here at home, we want to know, or I'm concerned about some, if not most of the things that we talk about here every day, but I find myself not being concerned about certain things. The business about, as you were both saying, both Victoria and Jennifer, kind of on the air and off the air, talking about the Liz Cheney vote and how that has been all across the political news media, which isn't really the news. It's the advocacy groups that want to, you know, make sure that you as an American know what they think. I don't really give a damn. Frankly, about that, I'm sorry that there's a problem for Liz Cheney because I kind of like her. But other than that, I don't see any reason for all of the hoopla. Go ahead, Jen.
One of my favorite things to do, and this really doesn't have anything to do with politics, it's more of a study of the media, is to, like, in the mornings as I'm driving to my job at the local radio station, I'll ping-pong around the AM stations to see what the talkers are talking about. And then I go over to satellite, and I listen to MSNBC, CNN, and Fox News, and just kind of ping-pong to see what everybody's story is. And I do that sometimes with television news as well. So yesterday when I was ping-ponging, because it was I had a conversation with my friend, my coworker. He's like, where's the coverage of this? You know, literally online, you're seeing rockets like being blown up. You're seeing the Iron Dome at work. You would think this is like made particularly for CNN, who has a really big international news division. Fox has their relationship with Sky News. I mean, you think that these guys will have great coverage of this, right? And so Fox News was talking about the gas shortage, which, believe me, is a huge problem for the East Coast of the country. I get it. And so they're talking about that. And so he's like, try CNN. So we go over to CNN, and CNN's got live coverage of Liz Cheney giving a floor speech. So it tells you Fox is covering the gas shortage. CNN wants to cover the so-called rift in the Republican Party. And no one was really covering this world news. And it makes you wonder, like, how people ever really know what's really going on unless they're checking tons of sources.
We do not live on an island. We are not in isolation. All you have to do is get on an airplane and see how easy it is to fly from point A to point B. I can be in Israel, and I'll go there later this year. I can be in Israel in about 13 hours, maybe 12 hours. It is
literally... What's the time difference between here and there?
8 hours.
It's eight. Okay.
Yeah. 8 hours, yeah. So they are, and that's two-thirds of halfway around the world, if you will, if you use the time as the arbiter. Halfway around the world would be pretty much like Afghanistan border with China, that area. That's about literally halfway around the world, depending on where you are in our country. So anyway, this is a category of conversation that I think has some merit. And I guess, Jay, as far as social media is concerned, Jennifer just said something that was interesting, and I think Victoria backed it up with all the stuff that there is on social media. What does that tell you about sources, in a sense, where there's no real, quote-unquote, news chops on social media, unless there's somebody that's a news person who's posting? So it kind of, for me anyway, speaks to the irrelevancy of what we have in modern day news coverage of things in general. And then it makes me wonder, I kind of know it because of what we all do for a living here, how misinformed or uninformed Americans have become. And I think it goes back to school. It goes back to education. What we don't know, what we aren't taught, what we haven't been exposed to in terms of ideas and thoughts, it's very detrimental in my mind to the future and the well-being of our country. Not knowing what's going on elsewhere and not paying attention, not caring, is not a way for us to move ahead, at least in my mind. Go ahead, all of you, if you want to comment on that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And the problem with social media is also that so many people will share their opinions, then people reshare and retweet those opinions as fact. There are people that will share memes, satire, and say that this is fact, and, you know, send it to their other friends and like, see, I told you so. And just anything you see online, always go and look at not just one or two different actual news outlets. Go look at a bunch of them. See how different other people are reporting on this so that you can pinpoint what the truth is and where the facts are, and then get rid of the opinions.
You know, with regard to China, which is I won't say favorite target, but it is the most, in my mind, certainly the most influential country in the world, in addition to what we do, what they do. And they're so different from us in so many different ways. And yet the way the news media, because of the involvement, the advertising that is influential in what gets printed in the major newspapers and on television and other coverage sources. One of the worst kept secrets is something that has floated about a little bit, the fact that China is the world's worst greenhouse gas emitter. They point their fingers at us. They love to blame us for stuff, and we have been a major, if not the major, contributor in the past, whatever, since World War II. But that doesn't excuse them. And it's just another example. 27% of the global emissions of greenhouse gases come from them. And what are, you know, what's the focus over there? Or why is it that we aren't telling that story? Or why is it that there's so much, you know, the treatment, everybody's got to be treated equally and with respect and that sort of thing. I think there's a fine line here between the influences of what other countries. And I'm going to give you a personal example. Yesterday I had some tractors that I had purchased last year and delivered. It took that long for them to get trucked here. And they were brought here by a Russian. The guy who drove the truck has not American citizenship, but he told me, I asked him where he was from and what his story was, and he said he was brought over here by a group of his friends that are in the trucking business, and they gave him a truck, and they told him that he could make $500 a day if he went out and, you know, went where they told him to go and did what they told him to do. And so he's very open about it. He said there are lots of my friends, people that come from my part of Russia that are here because they have jobs and because they, you know, because they were paid to come here in essence. And I said, who paid to get you here? Well, the people that own the trucking company. I said, who owns the trucking company? He said, I don't know. So we have these pockets of businesses and industry and things that Americans aren't doing for whatever the reason. You can say it's because the government makes it too easy for you not to work, or it's dirty work and they don't want to do it, whatever the hell it is. But the trucking business has, and I found them very difficult, frankly, when I dug into it, when I had a lot of trouble getting this stuff here, and it was because of the trucker, not the guy driving the truck, but the people who control the trucking company. And when I called to get some information, you could barely understand what they were telling you because their English is so broken. But yet, here they are. I guarantee you there aren't a bunch of Americans over in Russia doing the same thing that the Russians are doing over here in America. And I think that goes across the board to lots of different industries. You can say, well, we welcome people to come here. This is a great congregation, yada, yada, yada. But these people are up to no good. And the amount of crap, I mean, I looked into it. We were, because of the problems we had, we were digging around, my lawyer and I, and one other person who was involved in this, to see what really was going on. And what's really going on is stuff that we don't really know anything about, or we turn a blind eye to. The way the Chinese are taking over certain industries in our country, the way the Russians are taking over the trucking business, the transportation business. Go in a major city in this country and find a cab driver or an Uber driver who speaks English well. You'll have a very hard time doing it. And these are the kinds of things that are also important, but we don't get any of that. We have, well, let's get along. I want to get along with everybody. There's no reason why we shouldn't get along with everybody. But there are some people who just are here not to help us out. They're here to help themselves out. And in doing that, it doesn't help us out very much. That's my observation. So anyway, ladies, any more on this? Help yourself to any aspect that we were talking about before we have to pull the cord in this half hour. I'm worked up a little, as you can tell by listening to me.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, well, I think I did nail it, frankly. I've been around observing things for a long, long time, and because I'm involved in so many different things in addition to this radio program, but the things that I'm involved in help me to observe what's going on and then become good conversation pieces. I love to have fun. You know, when I had yesterday during this hour, we spent most of the time talking about J-Lo and Ben Affleck, and I would be much happier, frankly, be much more fun to find out what A-Rod said. What did he say, by the way? Didn't A-Rod
go
get
Yankees.
All...
He just said, what, go Yankees.
What people said, ask him what he thought, and he just said, go Yankees, and that was it.
Right, because Ben Affleck is a huge Red Sox fan. So.
Oh, that's right, he is.
It was a pretty clever answer.
Yeah, not a bad answer. What about Matt Damon? He's been asked because Damon and Affleck are great buddies and have been all their lives. So what has Matt Damon had to say about it? You go
well,
Red
Matt,
Sox?
Matt Damon, no. Matt Damon was on the Today Show yesterday with Hoda and Jenna Bush. And while he was waiting to do his segment, I forget what he was promoting, but while he was waiting to do his segment, they were talking about, you know, they were showing pictures of Jen and Ben and Montana. And so they went to him and asked him about it, and he said, "There's not enough liquor in the world for you to get me to say something about that." And so, but he said it was the first he had heard about it. And then he said he didn't have any insider info. But he did say, "It's a fascinating story. I hope it's true. I love them both. That would be awesome." So he's got two thumbs up.
Yeah.
Apparently, Ben has been courting her since February. That was a big story that he's been sending her letters.
He's been
love letters to the email.
Love letters, yeah.
Get it,
while
Ben.
She was with, or when this trouble started with.
The
hey,
trouble
Rod,
was already there. She was filming that movie in the Dominican Republic, and the trouble with A-Rod, they had already, I think, announced that they weren't going to get married.
Right.
And then,
but when
they,
did the letters start coming from Ben?
Would have been
Ben.
January, after they made the announcement. I think Ben started taking pen to paper, and apparently he wooed her, and that's... You know,
well, maybe
she was
him.
Blown away by his words, and he's a very smart guy. We know he's a good writer, so you know, he did it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, love prevails, isn't that sweet? 47 after the hour. Here's something else that'll prevail with you as you think about your shave. How are you doing? What's going on in your life in terms of you and how you feel about how you look and what you're thinking? I mean, you know, we've all been through this whole past year of COVID this and COVID that, and can't go out, let's stay home, pizza time, the dough sits on your derriere or on your midriff, and there it is. So it's time for you to think about you when it comes to losing that weight and keeping it off. There's no more successful formula than using Calitrin as the premier weight loss, the premier weight loss product that doesn't have anything in it that's going to hurt you. A lot of the things that people lose weight at any cost, and sometimes it was very, very unhealthy. Some of the weight loss things just really do you more harm than good. This is a measured approach to keeping the weight off, no matter whether you've started with another program or not. Look into it. Go to toploss.com. Check out all the success stories. 86% of those who started on Calitrin have lost weight. Pretty good success story, right? And look at the ingredients, all kinds of great things. Good for you. Check it out. And then use the DJV code upon exit when you are paying. You'll save some money. Get free shipping, too. That's at toploss.com for Calitrin.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
After the hour here on the DJV program, time for expertise of Victoria Keelan to give us a pep talk when it comes to tech. It's tech talk time. So if I'm going to put Uber and Lyft in a good light, how do I do that, Victoria?
Well, a lot of people use Uber and Lyft. I think people who use the services have favorable views of both companies. And so they've both reached an agreement with the White House to offer free rides to COVID vaccination sites all through July 4th. The free rides will be starting in the next 2 weeks as part of the Biden administration's push to, they want everyone to have at least one vaccine dose, well, 70% of U.S. adults by July 4th. And so a lot of people who don't have transportation, or as we know, we've been talking, gas prices are going up. If you have to drive, I had to drive 2 hours each way to a mega site. So that's, if you don't want to waste the gas on that, then this is a great way to use Uber and Lyft, and it's totally free. Just tip your driver. And it's a new feature that will allow app users to select a vaccination site near them, follow the instructions to redeem the free ride, and then they get the ride to take them to and from the free of charge, according to the White House. So Lyft and Uber are not being paid by the government for this, in case anyone, oh, we're going to pay more money. They're not. This is actually, they're sharing data on 80,000 vaccination sites around the country as part of this partnership. And then the agreement comes as several states have requested fewer vaccine doses as demand for the shots has actually gone way down. So this could be a way to help people who are on the fence, but maybe, you know, transportation might be an issue. And so as we know, there's a real push to get more vaccinations in people so we can get closer to that, you know, all-important herd immunity. As of right now, 46% of Americans have received at least one dose, 34.8% are fully vaccinated, according to Bloomberg's vaccine tracker. So we really, you know, if we're serious about ending this pandemic in America, we really need to get those numbers up. And then we get back to normal life and real life. Because this virus, as we know the nature of all viruses, it just jumps from host to host. And if you don't give it a host, then the virus goes away. So let's hope that Uber and Lyft can get people there.
That's good. That's nice. Yeah, that's a good gesture. Very positive. All right, in a moment, While we're having this commercial here, Victoria's going to teach me how to use Uber so that I can make a reservation in advance. There's that. All right, up and coming also, Starbucks and Facebook together. Let's figure out what's going on there right after this.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3? It's been...
Dwayne's CPA went MIA. To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu with iconic flavors that taste like instant summer. You order the one and only drumstick blizzard with peanuts. Oh, wow. Crunchy waffle cone pieces, world-famous DQ soft serve, and blue sky bliss. Or maybe you get the brownie batter blizzard. Ooh-wee. Fudgy brownie goodness. You're feeling breezy and dreamy all over. Moments like these are why the new DQ Summer Blizzard treat menu exists. Get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All right, so Victoria, what's going on? Starbucks got a beef with Facebook?
Starbucks has, not necessarily with Facebook, but definitely with the users of Facebook. Starbucks is reportedly weighing whether to leave Facebook completely. They've gotten so many hateful comments in response to the posts that they've been doing. So BuzzFeed obtained internal Facebook discussions where employees wrote that Starbucks may take down their Facebook page completely. It has 36 million followers. This would be a big loss to Facebook. The Starbucks is apparently very frustrated by the response that they've gotten to their posts about social issues. Anytime they post anything with regard to social issues or their mission or their values as a company, they're overwhelmed by negative and insensitive and hate
speech. And they're very open about that. The people that run Starbucks are very socially active.
Yes, and so they are questioning if these are bots that are attacking them. They've questioned Facebook's algorithms, their ability to moderate or amplify these comments. So this is, you know, this is a big deal if Starbucks
Elon Musk,
to pull
I didn't,
that away.
I didn't realize Elon Musk and...
Oh, yeah, he yanked SpaceX and Tesla back in 2018 and never went back.
Huh, that's a pretty interesting observation, isn't it? Huh? It's 59 after the...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.